It is March 5th, 2024, 4:52 p.m. So I just dropped back from downtown. I was at the hospital again. And yeah, so I ended up working there again. I was very surprised that the Wi-Fi in a hospital is very, very good. I noticed as well, too, that there's no more bedside terminals. If you guys don't know what that is, it's just a monitor. Back in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, they have a monitor. So the patient can actually have a entertainment, like TV, whatever. And they actually replaced all that late, about 2010, 2015. They started replacing them to something called the patient entertainment system. So it's instead of a TV, it's a patient entertainment system. This thing is actually pretty cool. It's a system that a patient can actually watch movies, whatever. You just have to log into your credentials. So if you want to watch Netflix, Disney, whatever, you just log in your credentials. You can watch it from there. Also, it actually acts like as a terminal for the doctors. For example, if you have a card, like your ID card, you swipe it or you insert it, it will actually show all the information chart-wise to the doctors. So some hospitals are actually moving in that direction. But some hospital, the one that that my mom is into, is staying in right now, what it is, they increased the Wi-Fi capability they just increased the Wi-Fi overall in the building itself. Also, what they also did, is each nurse and doctor, mostly nurse, actually has this pad. This pad actually, instead of like having charts, instead of them going back and forth between the computers and to the patient, they actually have this device, and it's touchscreen, and they actually can recall all the devices based on the patient's information tag, like they put in the wrist. They just scan the barcode and all the chart shows up. To be honest with you, that's actually pretty cool. It's actually secured by a PIN number as well too. Yeah, the reason why I'm actually intrigued and talking about this, I actually designed a system. I was a system designer. I am still. I actually designed I was part of the design team. I actually designed a whole patient records interface design for the whole building. So that's what I kind of know about it. It was pretty neat. Actually seeing it in person, because I've been designing it, that I actually haven't seen it deployed, because as soon as I design it, it goes into the operation, to the implementation. So that's how I never see it. So it's actually cool when it's actually running. But yeah, sorry about geeking out on that one. I literally just got home, like I mentioned. I was coming from the hospital. Yeah, so I'm actually going to do a couple of... I'm actually doing 2-3 night shifts to take over the night shifts, because it's just to help ease up my dad and my sister staying in the hospital doing shifts. I've been doing it during the day itself, so everyone can do other things, because I work at home 100%, so it's easier for me to work anywhere, right? So we actually have a policy of like work remotely. That is actually pretty good. But yeah, also I've been thinking about this more and more in the podcasting side. I know it's gonna be a very weird topic for the next couple of weeks, but I'm trying to figure out how to stack my ART tube MP-C. I talked about it several times already, how to stack it and actually secure it. So I've been looking at camera bags to carry a camera backpack from LowPro, because that's the one it's wide enough that I can put my stuff in it, but shallow enough that I don't have to worry about it being bulky, right? And I did do a test of the MPC, the tube, and my current camera bag from Think Tank, and it fits perfectly exactly the way I want to do it. So the depth itself, bang on. So that works. Reason why I'm looking at the LowPro instead of getting a think tank backpack like I used to. A couple of reasons. One is the think tank backpacks are slightly deeper and bulkier compared to the Lopro. Lopro is actually a little bit more contour, so this looked like a camera bag. And the laptop location is actually a key as well too. I'm not planning to bring a laptop and then do a podcast record, especially on location. I prefer recording it, dump it in my phone, and actually upload straight to the cloud. So when I get home, I'll just edit from there or forward it to my podcast partner. But for post production work, but it really depends. So if I end up doing something outside your Bookmark podcast, it's easier for me to just grab a laptop and put it in there, or even an iPad. Then it's going to be a lot easier for me to edit and distribute it and all that good stuff. So, yeah. I also, actually, I forgot to mention this. I did test recording it my normal way, putting it in my phone, actually editing it there, fully production work. Originally, I was planning to use GarageBand, but GarageBand's compressor, gate, and EQ, I'm not a big fan of. But so I ended up doing a search. I found this called Multitrack DAW. It's an app in Apple. I think it's Android as well too. It's pretty neat. It gives you two channels automatically. If you want more, you have to pay extra, but that's fine. For $6, I get two tracks, stereo, and exactly what I'm using for. I don't go more than two channels anyway. If I do, then I'll just pay the upgrade. But typically, I don't do it. I also the thing is, there's a couple of quirks in that software that's kind of weirded out. But I can't change the stereo channel to a mono. When I normalize, there's no normalize in the packet in the app itself. So I'm glad that I actually have Twisted Wave for me. If Twisted Wave can give me multiple tracks recording and editing on their app, I'll definitely I'll give you my credit card. I'll pay for it. Because I prefer using Twisted Wave because it's designed for voiceover. It's designed for podcasters, to be honest with you. But unfortunately, it doesn't do multiple tracks. So it's a little disappointing. The other note that I do want to mention, that the weather is 16 degrees outside. It was warm enough that I literally went outside without a jacket, just a sweater. It was cool because the sun's gone. There's a little bit of breeze to it, but the weather was so nice. I was so happy. So I think I'm glad that I changed my jacket to a thinner jacket instead of my thicker jacket that I normally use for spring, because it was worth it, to be honest with you. It was really nice and warm, and it was just nice. So, yeah. So tomorrow I'll be staying at home during the day. Then after, I'm heading downtown to do... I'm taking over the night duties to accompany my mom for the next few days. So I might be doing the recording during the night, and let's see what happens. And yeah, I think that's all I have to say today. Maybe. See ya.